Hey there! Welcome to the Cheerful by Choice podcast. This is where people trying or hoping to be happier come for quick, simple steps we can take to get us there with fun, inspirational stories, reminding us it's okay to be human. It's okay to feel our feelings. And there's always someone out there cheering you on. That's me. I'm Lydia Taggart, neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, best-selling author, mom of six, including quadruplets, and daughter of God on a mission to increase happiness and hope in the world. I'm so glad you're here. If you like this show, share and subscribe. Let's get to it.
Hello, fellow happy teenagers.
Hello!
Wait, you guys are happy and you're teenagers? How does that happen?
Well, we use the frame formula to have great relationships.
The frame formula? What's that?
Well, you can learn about it in the book my mom wrote.
Yeah!
It's called the frame formula, your parenting source to communicate like it's your superpower. Go to www.theframeformula.com.
www.theframeformula.com.
All right, I'm going there now. I need a superpower. Thanks!
Hello, my friends. I am so happy to share this fun thing with you today. I learned something new, but I've been wondering why throughout all of history is dancing and music such a big deal? We celebrate with dance. There's always a dance like prom. Have you ever heard how important school dances are? And even like pioneers going across the wilderness, they would stop for dance time and music. Music has been such a big deal forever through all of history. Why? What does it matter? Well, because it changes our feelings. We can communicate differently with music. Now, I recognized this when my first son was still just a baby. Now he has Asperger's. It's a high functioning autism, but we had problems communicating with him. He was nonverbal for a time. Luckily, he got over that, but he had this real connection with music and he could communicate with us through music. Music is like the soul communication language. And really what I learned is that it's a subconscious, energetic kind of communicating. So with my son, he wasn't able to communicate verbally, but the music really touched his soul. He has a gift for playing instruments and he plays several of them. But I could see when I was looking at him and watching him, if there was no music, he was less interactive with the world. He was less happy. And when we got him into some music, like got him an instrument, he got more happy. And when he was happier, he was able to communicate with us better. So when we feel like we're just broken and we've been beaten up and we're just shattered to pieces inside our soul, that's kind of like disconnected, music puts us back together. This is what I learned. Because the rhythm and the beat, it like re-syncs our souls, if that makes sense. Like the bouncing and the, if you have a bucket full of, well, we're not going to use that example. That's a silly example. You have a bunch of stuff that's fallen apart and magnets bounce back together. If you let go of them and kind of let them go their own way, then they go back together in an orderly fashion. And so that's kind of like what it does with us when we listen to music, and it just kind of shakes us back into place and puts us back together. But you got to listen to good music and you got to listen to it often and not just for like one song. You got to listen to it a lot. If you've been broken and shattered a lot, music can put you back together if you listen to it enough to counteract all the negative around you. So this has been kind of like an interesting experiment that I've been working on. And I think it really does work. Try it and see what happens. Because if we have these relationships with others, and dancing is such a connective piece throughout history to create relationships and celebrate, and then we can use that just in our daily life to reconnect with ourselves and to celebrate ourselves and to bring our energy up and make it easier to communicate with ourselves. I think that I've been noticing also, as I've been studying this the last week or so, that the more reconnected, the more time I spend with music helping me feel more put together, the easier it is to tolerate other people's intolerance. And I think that's a big piece of our sadness. A lot of times, tolerating other people's intolerance affects us in a huge way. And music can be one way to help us get there. So what's your favorite song? Go find your favorite song. And the music can be an emotion mover. It's a mood maker. There are songs that I have a cry song list, a cry list. And one of my kids, he will find different songs to share with me. And he said one day, and this was a while ago, because I've had a cry song list for a long time, because we need to move those emotions, but we can also have happy song lists to bring us up, and we can choose which mood and emotion we want. Of course, this is cheerful by choice. Of course we can choose, and we can choose things around us to help support our decisions. So anyway, my son brought me this one song, and he says, "Mom, need you to listen to this song and add it to your cry list." And so when I started listening to it, I just started bawling instantly, because it was about a man who had lost his mom, and he was remembering her, and he said in the song that she was an angel and heaven got her back home. And this just really, really touched me, coming from my son. But he recognized how important music is emotionally. And it really is. It really, really is affecting us in every possible way. So surround yourself with some good music. If you do have a cry list, and I recommend you do, listen to it with intention, and limit how much time you have the sad songs on. Make it enough that you can move those tears through and you can feel all of the feelings, and then listen to something good and happy and uplifting. Make it a balance. And you know, if you have so many tears stored up, it's okay to let them all out. We need to do that from time to time. And then rebuild with the happy, good music and surround ourselves with that upbeat energy. When we have that upbeat energy just flowing through us, and then the negative energy has a harder time affecting us. All right. One last thing I want to share. This is totally random, but I learned this last week too. Vitamin D. Vitamin D is called the happy vitamin. And I knew it was good for us, and we have really good results when people take vitamin D, especially in the winter when we have SAD, seasonally affected disorder. And I didn't realize that it also, okay, this is why it helps combat the negative thoughts that we have in our head. Okay, I'm going to research that a little bit more and maybe share more about what I learned with that particular vitamin next week. But for today, just focus on some music. You're worth it, and you matter. You make a difference. And remember always, you belong. Okay, see you next time. Thanks for being here.
That's a wrap for today. Thanks for being part of the Cheerful by Choice movement. Remember, you are more amazing than you can imagine. Sign up for our newsletter at cheerfulbychoice.com and let us know what you're thinking in the comments or send us a message. See you next time.